Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebnew. New Jersey has reduced the weekly number of COVID-19 vaccine doses sent to Ocean County by 40% due to a national shortage, county officials have confirmed. A report in the Asbury Park Press says, according to Ocean County Commissioner Jerry Little, the county's allotment for vaccines is actually decreased by 2,000 a week for the foreseeable future. To date, more than 13,000 people have been vaccinated in Ocean County with the Moderna shot. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says New Jersey has six new cases of the COVID-19 variant first identified in the UK, bringing the total number of reported cases in the state to eight.
Among the reports of this variant, four have occurred in Ocean County, two in Essex, and two in Morris County. Ages of those affected range from 10 years of age to 65.
Persichilli says there has been one death associated with this variant, but that person had significant underlying health conditions. Persichilli also says county vaccine dispensing sites can give priority to their own local residents to get the COVID shot before out-of-county people do. However,
my understanding is most of the people that go through their systems and make an appointment and they get an appointment will get a vaccine.
She adds everybody who wants to get vaccinated will be able to do so as soon as the state gets more doses from the federal government. A Lakewood man could be in prison for the next 8 years after pleading guilty to robbery stemming from a March incident at Taylor's Pharmacy on Madison Avenue. Elie Aguaya had been accused of pointing a gun at the clerk while demanding he remove cash from the register, all $130, before he fled the store and left the clerk alone. A Barnegat man who's pled guilty to vehicular homicide could face 7 years in prison. Ocean County prosecutors say Jaden Lau was speeding down Stafford Avenue and Hilliard Boulevard last year while intoxicated when he lost control of the wheel, trying to turn right, and crashed into a tree. His passenger, Robert Parlin of Little Egg Harbor, died a short time later. A state trooper comes to the rescue of a man who had collapsed and stopped breathing at a service area on the Parkway in Wall. Trooper John Taggart found the man, saw he had no pulse, and began CPR. Following a few chest compressions, the man began to breathe again. He was brought to the hospital for further evaluation and is in stable condition. In sports today, the Rangers visit the Sabres looking to end a losing streak at 7. The Devils host the Flyers at 7. The Islanders visit the Capitals at 7. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow off to a rough start this week, went off to a positive start this morning, 616 points in the positive, and sits at 30,919 as of lunchtime. Weather today, a blustery kind of day, highs in the mid-30s, winds up to 40 miles an hour at times, partly sunny skies into the afternoon. Tonight, those 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts hang around and lows will be in the teens. I'm Vin Ebnew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.